When you talk about the wide receiver position in the NFL, there are so many varieties. It's like ice cream.
From my perspective, there's that big body guy, and then there's the quicker slot guy. And again, in the NFL, you don't have to be chocolate or vanilla. They make ice cream for everybody. So there's different flavors for different offenses.
So you have to get a sense of a player's traits and how you're going to use him in the NFL. Adaptability to scheme. That's the way coaches think. So you can't look at players and try to put them in a convenient or conventional box, because so many different kinds of wide receivers play in the NFL, and so many are used in a variety of ways dependent upon their skill set and scheme.
Now there's a tendency to probably look for two different categories. You've got the bigger outside receiver that's dangerous, going across the middle, can go into the briar patch and catch a football. And then you've got the slot receivers that can change direction. They're difficult to corral, the Wes Welkers that are out there.
I mean, almost before Wes Welker, we never really looked at the slot receiver position as a defined position. Now it clearly is. But there's different kinds of guys. There's a Wes Welker who wins with quickness in a short area. He runs all those option routes.
The guys that ran the speed outs at 14, 16 yards, the speed ins at 18 yards. And those guys had to be quicker than fast.
My colleague Mike Mayock would say quicker than fast. But nowadays we're getting fast and quick. Get inside, run those routes against safeties. If you're running against linebackers, that's a matchup you expect to win time and again.
Then there's other slot receivers who are taller players who can run vertically from the slot. Even now, great starting wideouts like the Calvin Johnsons, the A.J. Greens, they move in the slot to create matchups now.
No matter what kind of wide receiver you are, there are some baseline things that you look for. I think the first and foremost is separation. You can have the greatest hands in the world. You can be the tallest wide receiver. You can run the fastest 40 time. You can be tremendous after the catch. But if you can't separate, then you're no good.
When I went back and studied a few years ago the receivers that had failed, it all came down to their ability to get open. They couldn't get open. So to me, projecting that into the next level, it can be a difficult thing to do at times.
And I don't care if you separate by size or separate by quickness.
I think that especially for smaller receivers, separating with quickness and suddenness in and out of breaks is critical.
Does it take him a long time, a lot of steps to get in and out of a break? Is there explosion at the top of his vertical stem? Can he explode out of his break and create separation by exploding out of his break?
Obviously, speed plays a huge part of it, but I think quickness, it's just as valued in most of those positions now.
When I go to the combine every year, all the talk about receivers is their 40 time. So it started me thinking, how many of the top NFL receivers would you say run 4.35 40s? My guess is not a whole lot. There are guys who do that, but not a lot of the top NFL receivers would be viewed as burners per se. Because that trait, while it can be important, is not what makes a great NFL receiver. You don't have to be a 4-4 guy to get on top of corners. You can get on top of corners by the way you run your routes, by setting them up, by shortening the cushion to the point where you're literally stepping on a corner's toes, and then if you have short area burst, you can get by him and stack him. That's critical on vertical routes. If you can just get beyond the corner, then you angle back inside so you stack him. That's the term we use. So you can then get him behind you. So now you have one. You don't need to be a 4-4 burner in order to do that.
Separation comes in a lot of different forms and fashions. I mean, first of all, guys with size who know how to use their size in terms of boxing out and shielding defenders, that's separating. It may not look like it. They may not have a big gap between themselves and the defensive back. But when the ball's in the air, they're able to get between the ball and the defender and create separation basically on their own at that last second.
Wide receiver position, in today's NFL, it's changing. And the reason I say it's changing is because I think the back shoulder throw has changed football.
We used to spend a lot of time looking at those 5'8 and 5'9 guys and think, gosh, you know, you get the ball in their hands, they can be electrifying. those days seem like they're a long time ago, because now everybody wants those 6'3", 6'4", 6'5 receivers to cause matchup problems on defense.
And especially now in terms of where the NFL is with their rules and going up, and if you can create that sliver of space at the catch point and win with extension, win with strong hands, then you're practically uncoverable if you have a good quarterback that can throw the back shoulder. I think one of the most important aspects of a receiver, not only a wide receiver but a tight end now, is winning at the catch point in contested situations. So I think there's an argument to be made that that skill is even more important than separation and quickness.
Can you go up and fight for the football, compete for it, and come down with it way more times than not?
What kind of hands does he have when the ball's thrown to him? How does he catch the ball?
All too often you see receivers let the ball get into them, hits their body, and a catchable pass drops to the floor. You want to see these guys extend their hands, offer the quarterback a good target.
A lot of people will point to hands, and you absolutely need quality hands. But some of the biggest playmakers in the history of the league had some drops in them. And if they can counter one drop for every two or three touchdowns, then you're going to take that as an NFL organization.
It used to be, and I'm dating myself because I've been doing this for a long time, when I first started, that used to be the easiest transition for a college kid to the NFL. The thought was, well, if you can run, you can catch, you can play right away. Again, the mental part of playing wide receiver in the NFL has evolved so much that's the biggest thing that holds a rookie back, is seeing these complicated defenses, having to read defenses on the fly and in the middle of the routes and being on the same page with the quarterback. That's the thing that slows the progress down of a rookie receiver more than anything.
You know, I think the size and strength at the line of scrimmage in terms of trying to get off press coverage.
If you're being pressed, you've got to get off the line of scrimmage immediately so you don't disrupt the timing with your quarterback. Because if you're stuck at the line of scrimmage, the quarterback won't throw you the football because the disruption in the timing removes you as a viable option. So if you're playing against press man, which by the way you see a lot of in the NFL, not a whole lot in college, you have got to be able to defeat press man coverage without a disruption in timing.
Yeah, if you're a receiver and you can't get off the line of scrimmage in the NFL, you have no chance to play. Because as we can see in the Super Bowl, the type of quarterbacks that are in vogue right now, they're these monsters, 6'3 guys that like to get their hands on you right off the snap. So it doesn't do anybody any good if you can run 4'4 and have these great hands. If you're stuck on the line of scrimmage, your quarterback can't depend on you, and you have no presence in the passing game.
No, by the way, can you block on the perimeter? Because when I do get my running back into a little bit of space, 7 yards, the first seven, I'm putting on my offensive line and a traditional inline tight end. Anything after that, I'm counting on you guys out wide to get me more yardage.
And then one thing that is really lost in all of this is that with the proliferation of the spread offense, every team in college just about runs some version of 3 and 4 wide receiver offenses. So the inventory and the pool of that position is very wide and very large. So again, you will see some wide receivers go in the first round, but I think most people in the NFL think that you can find one in the first 3 rounds that can come in and be productive.
So these are some of the traits you look for when you evaluate the wide receiver position.